Welcome to the NLP UK Training Podcast. I'm Kelly Fraser.
And I'm Steve Kay.
So today we're going to be talking about why integrate NLP and coaching. So Steve, what is it that makes an NLP coach more effective than a coach without any NLP experience?
Well, in the last podcast, you mentioned that you were doing some coaching in the early days in senior logistics. And we were coaching some middle managers and some senior managers as part of their leadership program. And I remember you having at least one person who you were coaching. I think you did two or three in a day, maybe two or three in a day. And Wendy did two or three and I did three or something. But I remember at least two of the people you coached, you told me afterwards that they had a limiting belief or a lack of confidence about going for a goal that they wanted. And you were able to do a quick, what we call a submodality limiting belief change during the coaching session. So they had an hour and a half, whatever it was, and you were able to see the intervention and then move on from there. Had you not been trained in NLP, you wouldn't have been able to do that. And in one of my sessions, on another occasion, I had somebody who wanted to aspire to be a general manager. That means they're in charge of the whole operation. And but didn't feel he could. And we worked out it wasn't a competence issue. There was something he was getting a negative feeling about. So we identified what it was, worked down to what we felt was the lowest limiting belief. You know, we hear about imposter syndrome, don't we, and things like that. But he didn't believe in himself. And so, you know, 15 minutes later, he did.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, let's go back to the plan. What do you think you can do now that you couldn't do before? He said, well, I can go and do some standing stuff for another general manager when they're on holiday. I can do this, I can do that, I can do the other. And all of a sudden, he had much more stretching goals than he had when he was in the position he was in. Now he got this new belief in himself.
And that's the thing, you know, we hear a lot about imposter syndrome these days.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very common phrase that's used, but ultimately what sits underneath that imposter syndrome is a limiting belief about yourself.
Yeah.
And actually, most people aren't consciously aware of that really low-level limiting belief.
Yeah.
But the great thing about using NLP with coaching, it's not just about being able to remove the limiting belief. It's our understanding of language so that we can really listen effectively to what someone is saying to identify that that's actually there.
Yeah.
Rather than just listening on a very surface level, which is what most of us do most of the time.
Yeah.
With NLP, we learn a lot about the language that we use and what might be sitting underneath that language, one of those things being a limiting belief.
Did you know that Michael Parkinson's son wrote in the Sunday Times last week that his father had imposter syndrome and felt very out of place in early on in his career? And it was only in the later years or years where he became more successful that he kind of let go of it, if you like, and became much more confident, which I thought was really interesting. Because looking at someone like Parkinson on the old YouTube clips or when they've, you know, shown him again on TV, he looks really confident.
And that's the thing. People can look very confident and sound very confident and be performing at a high level.
Yeah.
But actually, if they have got a limiting belief that's sitting underneath it,
yeah,
they might not be fulfilling their complete potential.
Yeah. So in other words, when things get a bit shaky, it's like the foundations start shifting, don't they? Like if there's a reorganization in your organization, it can then feel a little bit uncomfortable because you don't know what's going to happen.
Or like me, that diagnosis that I got about my arthritis, that was the thing that kind of shook my foundation and shook loose that limiting belief that I'd probably had since a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the great thing is that once you get rid of that limiting belief using some of the NLP techniques, it almost gives a clean slate for coaching.
Yeah.
So that means that if you're coaching someone about where they want to get to, if there's nothing holding them back, you can coach them at a different level and get quicker and better results.
So we know some people who are really, really good coaches, don't we? Like Sandra, like Emily, who are excellent at coaching. I know Sandra's done some NLP. But there are some great coaches out there
who
charge a lot of money, get fantastic results. What we're saying is that this is an addition that's worth having.
Absolutely.
On top of the coaching training.
And I think that's the thing. It's not about having one or the other. It's about combining both so that you've got different tools in your toolkit depending on the situation. So, you know, I might go into an organization and be working with someone in an organization and actually they don't have a limiting belief. You know, not everyone has a limiting belief. And I might just purely coach.
Mm.
But actually, because I've got the linguistics as well, I think I probably pick up on more than I would have done had I just had coaching training.
Absolutely. You'll pick up on whether they are taking personal responsibility, whether they're blaming other people, whether they're using lots of words like, I should go to the gym, really, which means I'm not going to go to the gym, or whether they're blaming other departments, they're not taking responsibility, they're not above the line, like we've talked about in previous episodes. So, yeah, there's a lot there that's going on that we pick up on through the training.
One of the other NLP techniques that I use quite often when I'm coaching is something called perceptual positions, which is basically a great technique to use when there's any kind of conflict. So for example, if someone has a negative feeling about someone at work and there's been some conflict and it's impacting their performance, actually that conflict isn't helping. But you can get kind of very caught up in those conflicts.
Yeah.
So perceptual positions is another little technique that we can use to help someone really and truly step in someone else's shoes.
Yeah. I remember once we did a workshop for coaches, and these were all people who had their own coaching businesses, and every single one of them said they had a limiting belief. And some of them also had issues on how much they could charge because of that limiting belief. Whereas had they done the NLP practitioner and coach, or added on the master practitioner, they wouldn't have had those limiting beliefs. They could then charge with the confidence.
Yeah.
And also we've got the inner game stuff from Tim Galway and we're Miles Downey that we use as part of the, you know, part of the coaching. So they know, I think we talked about a couple of episodes ago about the self one and self two. So if you're coaching from the self two perspective, then you know you're going to get good results because the coachee has it all themselves. But it's only by discovering that as a coach that you become confident in that.
And again, I think that, you know, the way that we combine NLP, positive psychology, leadership, all within the practitioner, master practitioner courses, it means that by the time that you've completed your course, you're very well-rounded and have a combination of tools that you can use depending on what you're working with and who you're working with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I don't know if you mentioned it before, but we have the Accelerate program as well, don't we, for master practitioners. So people who want their own coaching business, and we'll talk about this in a couple of weeks, but people who want their own coaching businesses can come on the NLP practitioner and coach, learn how to coach, get rid of some of the limiting beliefs, sign up for the Accelerate program, which includes master practitioner, and then every month they can come along and be mentored in their business. Quite a few people are signing up purely because they can join the Accelerate program. And I think we're the only ones that do that.
Yeah, it's a really great, fun program. We love doing it, don't we? On a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. So we mentioned practitioner, we mentioned master practitioner. A lot of people, practitioners like a foundation, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But you learn how to coach, you learn how to do timeline therapy, which is great for getting limiting beliefs and having a clear up of your past. So you don't dwell on negative memories. You kind of move forward, because there's only really today, isn't there?
Absolutely.
And they get certified in coaching too. That's a good foundation and people have a good clear out. But then when they join master practitioner, they get far more insights. We've started including more stuff on neuroscience and the way the brain works. And it's really exciting. But it's like the best kept secret, the reverence.
I think NLP is one of the best kept secrets, isn't it?
So thank you for watching and listening today. I'm Steve Kay.
I'm Kelly Fraser, and we'll see you next time.